into that together. Let's do it. You are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we're People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. It's time now for Headwaters with Andrew DeZingle.
This time of night I could call you up. I get angry with athletic ease, break common laws and twos and threes. If I die clutching your photograph, don't call me boring, it's just cause I like you. Oh, take me on back and take me back to the place where I could feel your heart. Is this the end or just the start of something? Did you really mean it? No, I never break my gaze, but just to see this scar remain reflected in your eyes. I think it's time to go home. Godspeed. I break the law once every week to feel your touch. Or what's the book to you in bed? Do you feel better? Oh, the same. This just makes me ill. Your name is dripping from my pen. So you're not around to curse. I got all trouble.
Better get out of the way. Gonna figure out what I wanna say. I've been a long time coming. Making my way through the weeds, branches tugging the seeds. I've been a long time gone. No more crying. I'm not gonna put up a fight. When I get there, I'll be swimming in the ancient light. Dry leaves under my shoes. I got nothing to lose. Commercials at night.
that was Obong JR with the song Holy Mountain from his new album Paradise Now. Before that, we had Wednesday with Elderberry Wine from their upcoming album, which comes out on September 19th. Very excited for that album. Was a big fan of their last one. I forgot what it's called. But rest assured, I do know it exists. Before that, we had I'm With Her with the song Ancient Light. Big fan of that song. And to start off, we had The Start of Something by Voxtrot. Very Smiths-inspired tune there. So, of course, I'm going to be a fan of that. This is Headwaters on KAXE, your source for great music on KAXE, Wednesdays at 9. I'm your host, Andrew DeZingle. We receive support from Headwaters Music and Arts in downtown Bemidji, offering music lessons and art programming for all ages, or at headwatersmusicandarts.org or on Facebook and Instagram. And we receive support from the First State Bank of Big Fork, with branches in Big Fork and Kellyer, offering tools for managing money on any mobile device. Hometown banking at its best since 1912. FSBBigFork.com, member FDIC. And coming up at 10:30 this morning and every Monday, request line, where we throw out a theme and you send in your song suggestions. Today's theme is songs featuring the accordion. And we've been getting a lot of texts this morning, much more than I thought. And it's kind of overwhelming for little old Andrew here. But you know what? We will persevere. Text your song suggestions to 218-326-1234 for request line at 10:30 a.m. And we thank Natural Harvest Food Co-op on Silver Lake in Virginia for their support. Their wellness department offers a full array of supplements and body care products to the Iron Range community. Open 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and 9 to 7 on weekends. Learn about career opportunities at naturalharvest.coop and on Indeed. And some live music going on in our area this week. This Thursday, Rachel Kilgore at Co-House in Grand Rapids at 7:30 p.m. This Friday, Jay Bell and the Lazy Susan Band at the Terrace in Aitkin at 7 p.m. G.B. Layton and the Minor Family Pavilion in Grand Rapids, 7 p.m. at the Minor Family Pavilion, I should say. And Virgil Kane Band at the Eagles in Grand Rapids at 8:30 p.m. And on, yeah, so let's get right back into the music. Of course, this past weekend was Grand Rapids Rare Fest, and it was a great time for sure. I had a blast checking out all the bands. I think the highlight for me for the weekend was when Margot Price did a cover of Maggie's Farm by Bob Dylan. I had goosebumps during that song. It will be hearing from Margot Price's new album in just a bit. But first, we're going to hear from the previous headliner of Grand Rapids River Fest. Spoon has a couple new singles out, and I'm going to play one of them for you. This one is called Guess I'm Falling in Love.
There you are in the morning light, looking down at me from above. I can't admit when I've seen the light, when I do a jump on it in. Without you's just another night, I wind up where I was again. Everybody make it a thing, nobody can't say it enough, like they couldn't prove it. Bath says it's only a word, Shock says enough is enough, until they lose it. Hey, guess I'm falling in love. Hey, looks like I'm falling in love.
Baggage and deceit, and half truths and lies. all kinds of trust issues, empty boxes of tissues, and we won't see through each other's eyes.
Using drugs for the masses, rose-colored glasses, till we can't even see what is true. Throw it all on the bonfire, burn it all down, and love me like you used to do.
And that was In Excess with Don't Change. Absolutely love that song. Hope you're like me, drinking a big cup of coffee and letting that song pump you up this morning. You know, I wasn't really familiar with that tune until just like maybe a couple years ago. I really only knew In Excess through the Kick album and was delighted to find out. I wasn't really a huge Kick fan, but I really dig Don't Change. Before that, we had Margo Price, Love Me Like You Used To, featuring Tyler, like you used to do, I should say, featuring Tyler Childers. Got to see that live this past weekend at Grand Rapids Urfest this weekend. Did you get to see it live? Text us at 218-326-1234. Would love to hear about your experiences at Grand Rapids Urfest this past weekend. Before that, we had Spoon with Guess I'm Falling in Love, one of their new singles, along with Chateau Blues. This is Headwaters on KAXE, your source for great music on KAXE, weekdays at 9 a.m. I'm Andrew DeZingle. And don't forget, we have On the River later this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Your volunteer host is going to be David John, and he'll be spinning tunes from 1 to 4 p.m. And coming up at 10:30 this morning and every Monday, Request Line, where we throw out a theme, and you send in your song suggestions. Today's theme is songs featuring the accordion, and we've been getting a lot of texts, but I still want to hear more from you. Text your song suggestions to 218-326-1234 for Request Line at 10:30 this morning. I had a few ideas for songs, but you really are answering the call and bringing in some great suggestions. Want to hear more from you. That number again is 218-326-1234. We receive support from Bridget's Pub, located in downtown Bemidji, serving Irish and American food, offering Monday night trivia at 6:30 and open mic night on Thursday starting at 6:30. More on Facebook. And we receive support from the Bagley Area Arts Collaborative, offering workshops in September. Oils Made Easy, September 24th through the 26th in Park Rapids, and Wire-Wrapped Pendant Workshop on September 26th in Bagley. More information and registration at bagleyarts.org or on Facebook. And looking at the weather today, it looks like it's going to be increasing clouds throughout the day. Chance of showers by late afternoon. Highs around 68 to 74 degrees. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusting higher. Tonight, showers likely. Lows 55 to 60. Patchy fog after midnight. Tomorrow, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms early. Gradually clearing. Highs in the low 70s. Overnight temps near 55. Pay nothing to get that old or damaged car towed away, even if it doesn't run. Your donation of a car, boat, or other vehicle is tax deductible. You save time and money while defending the KAXE programs you love. Call 855-277-2346 for more details. Now it's time for our album of the week. This week, it's Arrivals and Departures, Adventures of Captain Kurt by Curtis Harding. And this is the fourth album from Atlanta, Georgia soul singer Curtis Harding. It is a sci-fi concept album that brings classic soul to a space opera. And we're going to play a tune from it right now. This one is called There She Goes.
Thank you. passing by, but there she goes. Yeah, there she goes.
And that was the band Teeth with The Magic of the Sail. And that is also the name of their new album. And I'm a huge fan of that new album and very inspired by Carissa's Weird, which, if you don't know them, they were an indie rock band probably in like the late 90s, early 2000s. And they broke up, but the bands that formed outside of them, the Band of Horses started from that band. Sarah Cahoon solo albums came out of that. And the artist named S, and they also came out of that Jen Champion solo project. So lots of ties of, you know, coming from Carissa's Weird. And so that band again was Teeth. That song was called Magic of the Sail. Before that, we had Wishy with the song Fly from their EP, Planet Pop Star. And to start off, we had our album of the week. That was Curtis Harding. The album's called Departures and Arrivals, Adventures of Captain Kurt. That song was called There She Goes. Let us know what you think of the album of the week by texting us at 218-326-1234. This is Headwaters on KXE, your source for great music on KXE, Wednesdays, weekdays at 9 a.m. I'm Andrew DeZingle. And don't forget, coming up at 10:30 this morning, every Monday, Request Line, where you throw out a theme and you send in your song suggestions. Today's theme is songs featuring the accordion. Text your song suggestions to 218-326-1234 for Request Line at 10:30 a.m. It's time now for A Slice of Green Cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we'll send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Dairy Queen in Grand Rapids, Common Grounds 218 in Longville, and Wings Airport Cafe in Brainerd for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. Born on this day was Patsy Cline. And the question is, what was her first single to hit the charts? Now, I'm not looking for her biggest hit. I'm asking for the first song of hers that ever hit the charts. If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. That question again is, Patsy Cline was born on this day, and what is her first song to hit the charts? Once again, not looking for her biggest hit, just her first big hit. Call 218-326-1234 with your guesses. And while we're waiting, we're going to get into the music. This is Ryan Davis and the Roadhouse Band with Better If You Make Me.
I'll give up if you let me. I'll be a hero if you teach me how. I can change, I can change for the better if you make me.
And we have a winner for the daily slice of green cheese. Please hold your calls.
A driver who done it, my rocket ship is covered in graffiti now. Sometimes even a white flag has its own process of weeding out. I'll give up if you let me. I'll give up if you let me. I'll go all in on it and embrace your release. Just leave the fish tank light on, babe, and crank the motherfucking fear release. Earth sign sipping exo-cognac in the back of the donkey show. Everything is a secret. Everything is a secret. I'll start flipping through clippings of modern quarterly classifieds just to find me something to die for. We could get our initials in the concrete now, the passion.
That was Ryan Davis and the Roadhouse Band with Better If You Make Me from their new album, New Threats from the Soul. Absolutely love that album. Huge fan of it. And we have a winner for the Daily Slice of Green Cheese. Larry from Eveleth is going to Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Virginia. And Larry answered the question correctly. And the question again was, what was Patsy Cline was born on this day. What was her first charting single? That answer, of course, was Walking After Midnight. Listen weekday mornings around 9:45 for the Slice of Green Cheese, and tune in from Saturday night from 7 to 9 for KXE's popular Green Cheese Trivia Show. Now let's get right back into the music. This is S.G. Goodman with I'm In Love.
Now singing like a late night talking fool. I've been trespassing on my neighbors, swimming naked through their pool. Well, I've forgotten all my friends.
dancing in my kitchen, singing into the spoon.
That was Beach House with the song Master of None. I wanted to play that song because there's been a lot